How can God give animals everything they need, but then give my dad a disease that will paralyze him?
Unfortunately, life is not always fair, but you can trust that God will always be with you. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you know someone that's going through a long-term sickness or disease? When that happens, it's easy to wonder why God doesn't step in and just fix everything for your friend or your family member. But even in the toughest of times, remember this, no sickness or disease will last forever. Eventually, pain will turn into glory. Like it says in Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And now for our story, it's called Capable Creator. Dad, do you know what the biggest rodent in the world is? Connor asked, looking up from his homework. Beavers? Dad guessed. That's what the beavers want you to think, Connor joked. It's actually capybaras. We're learning about them at school. Huh, I've never heard of them, said Dad. Tell me more. Capybaras live in parts of South America and can get up to 150 pounds. They are semi-aquatic and can stay underwater for up to 5 minutes at a time. They're herbivores and live in groups of about 10 or more. Wow, those sound like some capable critters. Yeah, it's awesome that God made so many cool animals with different features they need to survive. Connor sighed. But why hasn't God given you what you need, Dad? Dad placed his hand on Connor's shoulder. Connor, I know you're struggling with this diagnosis I just got. We'll all have to lean hard on God to get through this. But Dad, it's not fair. Your body will just get worse and you may not even be able to move your arms and legs. I don't understand how you can think God is capable when he's let you down. I know it feels like God has let us down, but he hasn't. God never promised us a life free of pain and struggles. In fact, in John 16:33, Jesus said that in this world we will have trouble. The good news is that in him we can have peace. As children of God, we don't have to fear whatever comes because he is with us to strengthen, help, and comfort us. Remember, this life is not the end, Connor. God has already provided for our biggest need. He sent his son to die for our sins and then raised him from the dead so we could live forever with him. If he's capable of that and promises to raise us from the dead one day too, we can trust him to carry us through anything. In heaven, there's no more pain and suffering, right, Dad? Not even any tears, except maybe happy ones, Dad said with a smile. Connor took a deep breath. Okay, I know this will be hard, but I'm going to trust that the God who made capybaras is capable of helping us through this too. So what about you? Do you ever doubt that God is capable? When we or those we care about go through hard times, it can seem like God isn't there, or even that he is against us. But God loves us so much that he gave us his one and only son, Jesus, so we could be forgiven for our sins and have eternal life. In everything we experience, he promises to be with us, and one day he will wipe every tear away. Our key verse is Romans 8:18.
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
And our key thought today, God is capable. If you want an easy way to make time for God every day, then just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch, or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.